The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I had dinner with one of my bosses the other night, I told you. And it's not the big guy, Glenn, but another one who has known Glenn for many years. And he works here. He does many different things, overseas radio, and also has his own businesses. The guy has been prolific in this industry for 30-whatever years, reaching really the pinnacles of what he does in multiple other companies. I mean, it doesn't get much more successful in his industry. He consults other radio stations. He has his own stations. He runs the Blaze Radio for Glenn.
He creates programs.
He is a talent coach, and he has reached the pinnacle of managerials in other companies.
Yeah.
So he gets it, right? We're having dinner, and he goes, "You start talking about our motivations," and I said, "I had an idea 10, 15, 20 years ago, and I worked for a company, that this has to be about making people's lives better. And I wanted our promotions to be centered around that, to be helping people help them do better in their lives. I know that's a broad statement, but just to do better. What do you need? How can I help make your life better?" And the station was already successful, so we could have, you know, kind of been trendsetters with this stuff. And the people didn't get it, and I just, okay, fine. And after all that time, I realized that's where we all need to be living always. As companies, as individuals, as conservatives, as libertarians, do what we can to make the lives better of people we care about, others, whatever. I mean, that's what we're called to do as Christians. That's just a simplified way to say it. And I started talking to him about this. And he said, "Doc, that's why I do this." He told me the story of being asked many years ago to downsize a guy while his newborn son was in intensive care.
Wow.
And it was a pretty ugly situation for the guy. And the guy was, like a manager, wasn't making great money, and was a really hard worker and a good guy. And he said, "I put my job on the line back then years ago," he said, "because they wanted me to fire this guy with no regard to who he is, what he was going through. It wasn't about the people." He said, and I paused and I told them, "We are going to be judged on how we handle this situation. When we meet our maker, we are going to be judged on how we handle this right now." And he said, "And I'm telling you right now, I'm not firing the guy." He said, "I am going to do the right thing." And he said, that's what my motivations are. He said, "My grandfather came to America from Italy with the stick and a bag. The bag on the stick with his clothes in the bag, slung over his shoulder. That's it. It's the Ellis Island. It's the immigrate to America because you're looking for freedom and you're looking for opportunity. You get the idea. You get the message." He said his father worked for decades in the auto industry in Michigan. So first immigrant, you know, guy immigrates here, poor, raises a son who has a steady, good, comfortable, solid, dependable job for 40 years as a first generation, able to reach that middle, upper middle class lifestyle. And his grandson reached the pinnacle of success as a business owner. And I mean, he's got, you know, a little bit of money, having, you know, owned a business and operated and been smart with his investments, to reach a whole different level, two generations. Where else can that happen? Where else can a person, not just poor, because it's not just about economics, it's not about how much money you have, it's about your status in society, in most of the world and throughout history. You're a duke or a duchess or an earl, right? Or you're a serf. Where else in the world and where else throughout history can a person with no money at the lowest urchin, serf, dirty street dweller can change their life just because they have an idea and ambition. And within a generation, have your lineage become wealthy and powerful and successful. Where else can that happen? Nowhere. He said, that's why I do this. He said, when I realize that's what America is, I want to help other people become that, do that. He said, that's my motivation. That's why I work with you and other people to try to help you. How far removed is that attitude and that story from these people in Vermont? I get your motivations. You want a better life. It's horrible wherever you are. And you know what? If it's bad enough, I may even be willing to break the law and cross a border. But I'd be doing everything I could to try to get right with it and make that wrong right. You know, it was an emergency situation. I was literally going to be killed if I didn't flee. Most people, that's not the case. But even if that was the case, I'm going to do everything I can to make amends for it. And that's not just, hey, I pay my taxes, I'm a good person now. It's you did wrong there. You got a debt you got to pay. But to then go and march arrogantly that your conditions are not good enough when this country exists for the purpose of helping people and you weren't even willing to take the help on the terms the country has provided that has done so much good in the world. It's beyond arrogance. It's the ultimate arrogance. That's not caring about other people. That's not even caring about your family. That's caring about yourself. This is The Morning Blaze.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.